brightly colored pillows made the chairs look even more comfortable. A table with a pot of flowers on it stood at one end of the porch, and there were hanging baskets with ferns in them all around.
"Mr. Woods may not like people, but he likes plants," Jesse observed.
They walked up the stairs, and Henry knocked on the door, using the heavy old brass knocker. No one answered. Henry knocked a second time. But still, no one answered.
"Maybe no one's home," said Benny.
"Mrs. Valentine's niece is arriving today. Maybe she went to meet her," said Henry.
"But Mrs. Valentine said Mr. Woods never goes anywhere or talks to anybody," said Violet softly. "He must be here."
"He goes on walks,"
Benny reminded them.
"That's how he found Spotsy."
"True," said Henry. "Maybe that's what he's doing now."
"Even if he is here, I don't think he's going to answer the door," said Sue Lee.
"Yes, we've knocked long enough," agreed Henry. "I guess we better go." Suddenly, Violet said,
"Did you see that?"
Everyone looked at Violet, then in the direction she was staring.
"What, Violet?"
Jesse asked.
"I thought I saw someone behind the curtain at the front window,"
Violet said. They all watched the window, but they couldn't see anything.
"Maybe it was a draft inside," said Henry. "Or maybe Mr. Woods is home, like Sue Lee said, and he just won't answer the door," said Jesse.
"Do you think he's been watching us the whole time?"
asked Benny.
"I don't know, Benny," said Jesse.
"That's sad. If he's too shy to answer the door,"
said Violet,
"he must miss Spotsy a lot."
"We can find Spotsy," declared Henry.
"Yes,"
said Violet.
"Let's get started right now."
"Mrs. Valentine said Mr. Woods goes out and looks for Spotsy every day. But if he doesn't like people, I bet he hasn't asked the neighbors," said Jesse.
"We can ask."
"Yes, let's do that,"
said Violet. Jesse looked down the street. "There are 11 other houses on this street," said Jesse. "Sue Lee and Benny and I will go to those 6 houses over there. Violet, you and Henry can go to the other 5 houses. Then we can meet at the corner."
"Good idea, Jesse," said Henry. "Come on, Violet, let's go."
Jesse, Sue Lee, and Benny headed to the first house on their side of the street. A man in a straw hat was standing.